It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Comedian Richard Lewis is defined by his neuroses. He frequently touches his forehead with two fingers as he contemplates, well, we're not sure what. He's also a recovering alcoholic. Lewis has been on the national scene for more than 30 years, regularly appearing with Johnny Carson and David Letterman, and with his longtime friend Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Lewis will be in the Valley this week, performing at a benefit for Congregation Beth Israel in North Phoenix on Saturday, and Richard Lewis joins me now. When you're on stage, laying it all out, all your neuroses, is this really you, and how does that feel to let it all go on stage?
It is me, and the more honest I am, the more successful I feel as an artist on stage. I've been doing it 44 years. I basically sort of unravel like an onion on stage, and after so many decades and so many wonderful things going on. I mean, from Carnegie Hall to you name it. And meeting every icon I ever thought I would ever meet, certainly in the comedy field, I just sort of feel like if I don't really push the envelope, no matter where I am, a nightclub, a concert hall, then I'm just a failure on that night. So it's cathartic. It's a little nerve-wracking. I ad-lib half the shows, and I basically do it for the same reason I did when I started when I was 22, is that I wanted to get some validation for my feelings, and I still do.
Some of the best comedians, I think of Rodney Dangerfield, for example, are kind of miserable offstage. Does a comedian have to be that way? I mean, is that part of what makes a great comic?
You know, it's partly true. You know, I mean, I like comedians that are the same on and off stage, number one, because I find them most authentic, and I find them more, I like, and that's why, I mean, like, they're great jugglers and impressionists, and, you know, they're good, and some of them are brilliant, but it's not my cup of tea. You know, give me Lenny Bruce and Richard Pryor and Nichols and May and, you know, and Shelley Berman, you know, and those types. And, I mean, those, and Sarah Silverman, and there's many. But, I mean, I like the people that are true to themselves and aren't afraid to speak their mind, and, you know, no matter how dark it is or funny. It doesn't have to always be depressing and, you know, and provocative or, you know, I had a tough upbringing. I wasn't abused, but emotionally no one was really there. I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic for now. I'm 20 years sober.
Right. Congratulations.
In a couple of months. And so, I mean, you know, those were dark days, and, you know, I overcame that. So it's important for me to talk about that and about my relationships. I got married at 57, so I had a hell of a lot. I had a menagerie of, I don't want to say that in a sexist way, I was no gift, but I mean, you know, it was like a Fellini-esque dating service for me until I got married and found my wife.
When you first started, when you were 22, did you know that people were going to laugh at this stuff, or did you feel like, I'm going to get this out? And then when they started laughing, were you surprised at all?
I didn't know they were going to laugh. No one does. And, you know, early on, I mean, I was far more commercial early on. You had to get these monologues that were right for the Tonight Show for Carson, and you would do four or five-minute monologues, and you would basically do them a lot, almost every night, for as long as you could work on them until the producers came in and hired and booked you for Carson. But then once I got Carson, you know, fortunately for me, David Letterman, who came about 4 or 5 years after me, was a huge fan of mine. He told me, look, you know, you're much better just being nuts, you know, on panel. You don't have to do stand-up. You're too physical, and I'd rather you can come on as often as you want and just sit down and just, you know, just squirm and be funny. And I did about 80 of those shots, and that really sort of broke me. And then Jamie Lee Curtis's sitcom really helped me. And then in my latter years, Larry David with Curb. So I had really wonderful breaks from wonderful stars throughout my entire career.
Now you are famous Richard Lewis. Does that change when you go out on stage? And do you think people react to you differently?
What I basically tell people, and like because I just did 4 shows and it's fresh, I went, look, I mean, and I tease them. I said, you want to know who I slept with? You want to know who were jerks? Do you want to know who were divas? I said, I'm a celebrity because you know me and I don't know you. But quite frankly, all I am is a mammal with bad posture who wants to vent about how badly I feel about myself. And they start laughing, and I basically connect with them. I said, look, we're all in the same boat, man. I said, you know, I just don't consider myself a celebrity. I didn't go into it to be a celebrity. I said, the only reason I'm a celebrity is because I'm in the arts and, you know, and you see me on a little screen or on a big screen.
You'll be in Phoenix this Saturday night as part of a Jewish congregation.
Oh, yeah, right.
Comedy night. Yeah.
Perform too many shows in synagogues.
Right.
Sometimes they promote it. Look, I'm an R-rated act, and I'm going to have to pull back my my language. And it's not that I use expletives for effect. I mean, Lenny Bruce said it's a matter of intent. And God knows my intention is not to, you know, shock people with a curse word. That's foolish. But I mean, you know, it's going to be, it's a challenge to do a show. You know, for corporate gigs, which is sort of a corporate gig, because they're a captive audience. They're there, whether they like you or not.
Yeah.
So that's one strike against you. And then, you know, to perform, to talk about intimacy and sexuality, and you know, in front of the Torah. You know, it's going to be. I wish I had a film crew for this. You know.
Well.
I mean, if things go south, I'll just take the Torah out and run around the shul with it and kiss it and then run out screaming.
Comedian Richard Lewis, he'll be in the Valley this weekend performing at a benefit for Congregation Beth Israel in North Phoenix on Saturday. He also has a Super Bowl commercial coming out, and he just finished shooting a film with director Peter Bogdanovich.